from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
You take a look at what's going on this week, especially with some of the openers. And every year, you know, FIU tries to do what they can to play some of the top teams in the country. They open up against a Power 4 team from the Big Ten this week in Indiana. And Coach Mike McIntyre has done an awesome job with them, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And obviously, big opener for the team.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. And, you know, you're always excited about openers. And our kids have gone through a good fall camp, and we're an improved football team. I look forward to watching us play this Saturday and see where we are. So, and Larry, really appreciate you having us on.
Well, Coach, you know, obviously I was around with you guys during the offseason, and I went to see the spring, very excited about some of the new faces as well as some of the maturity on some of the younger kids, you know, as well as I do. Keon Jenkins really, you know, had a outstanding year, but then he had a really good season. I had a chance to see him, you know, really turn it on a little bit in the spring game as well. You have a lot of kids like Shamari Lawrence and players like that that really look like they're going to be a nucleus in your offensive line, which has really improved over the last couple of years. Talk about the offense and, you know, what you expect out of this, because you guys can score some points.
Yes. You know, of course, it starts with Keon, and he's really had an excellent fall camp, and he has a lot of confidence, and he's always been able to throw the ball really well, but now he's got more zip on it with his strength. The deep ball is going farther, and he's been accurate with everything, and so that's gone well. You know, we've got some excellent running backs and Shamari and Flex Joseph and KJ Owens. And so we're excited about all those guys. And our O-line is, we feel like it's really improved. And we have a lot of experience on the O-line, which is a big need in that area. There's no doubt about it. And I feel like we have some receivers who can run. And Rocky Beers, our tight end, is an excellent tight end. So we need to go out there and just play and play confidently.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. Last year, kind of thin at the running game because of the fact that Flex Joseph was out with an injury. But now, as you said, with Shamari Lawrence coming in and Flex getting healthy and also KJ Owens, this gives you a lot of options. This gives you an opportunity to rest some of the backs, which you couldn't do last year. So they probably extended and played more than you wanted to. Talk about that, because this is going to be, you know, you already know you have a passing game. But obviously, you know, when you play a lot of these tough opponents, they're going to go for that weakness. And if you don't have a balanced offense, they'll load up and put pressure on the quarterback. But this gives you an opportunity, especially going into a game this week, you know, against a Power 4 opponent with more depth and something where you could kind of keep them guessing instead of them knowing what you're going to do.
Yes, exactly right. And, you know, Flex and Shamari and KJ, they're big, powerful backs. They really run hard. And they've got a lot of experience now. So we don't feel like we drop off when we put anybody in. We can kind of keep the same thing going, just have fresh legs. And that's extremely important, especially in the second half, when we're going to need to run the ball to finish out games and to make impact and keep drives going. So, they've had a good fall camp, and I'm excited about watching them.
No doubt. Coach Mike McIntyre is the head coach at Florida International University. Defensively, obviously, you have some new faces, but you have the return of Keegan Davis, who has really matured over the last couple of years. Jeremy Passmore, who will be visiting a team that he played for in Indiana. That's right. Where he started out, so that's exciting for him. Plus a linebacking core that's getting better and better. I know that Elijah Anderson Taylor and Reggie Patterson, Peterson, rather, who has an opportunity. You got Bobby Sala, who I remember when he played back in high school, a really good competitor. And then Brian Blades, the second, who comes in and has an opportunity to help. Talk about this defense, because it seems like it's a place where it's much improved over last year. You have some depth and also some really good frontline players.
Yeah, I would say that our defense is really fast, and we'll be able to fly around and feel like we have some, added some good pass rushers to our defense, and we have good depth on the line, we have good experience in the back end. So that's where you need it, and have good depth at inside backers. So that's going to be a big key for us. And I believe that you'll see these guys flying around, and I think we'll be able to make a few more sacks and harass the quarterback a little bit more with some of the pass rushers we have now.
Right. Special teams, obviously one of the best punters in the conference, and Dayton Montiel, and then Chase Gabriel has handled the kicking. Talk about that, because that, you know as well as I do, that comes down to a lot of these games, win or lose, whether you have your special teams, especially with Montiel, who has a really good leg, is a good directional kicker as well. Talk about how important it is to have two guys that you know you can depend on.
Yes, Zach Grover does a great job with our special teams. And, you know, field position is still important in college football, even though people don't think it is sometimes when it's so wide open. But it's extremely important. And Montiel has a great job of being able to put the ball down inside the 10-yard line. And that's something that he does well that we're going to need to be able to do. And Chase Gabriel is an excellent kicker for us. He has ice in his veins. He makes all the close kicks in close games, and has done that both years that I've been here, and I know he'll do it his senior year. And then Jackson Lee, our long snapper, is excellent. I don't know if there's a better long snapper in America. You know, he's 6'3.5". He's 225 pounds, and he can run. He can snap it. He's an excellent. He's a cover guy on our punts and everything too. So he makes a big difference for us.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Mike McIntyre, head coach at FIU. Before we let you go, the new naming of the stadium, Pitbull Stadium.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
This is exciting. And I saw you were rubbing elbows with Mr. 305 when he came down, when they announced it. How exciting is that? Because it shows you that somebody of his caliber and his magnitude wants to give back to where he grew up and in a program like FIU. Talk about what that means to the program.
Well, I think it's it means more than we could imagine. I mean, I think it's immeasurable, all the places it's reached for us, and it will reach. And it was really nice meeting Armando. He was really excited, really humble about it. And he was talking about, you know, he had family members that have gone to school here. He's had good friends that have gone to school here. And he is from the 305, and he knew a lot of our players, had seen them in high school, heard their names and different things. And so he wanted to be a part of that, and we're so excited that he is. And, you know, there's a lot of things that are going to come with that as we go and help us generate more revenue for our programs, and it's exciting. And, you know, I'm looking out in our stadium right now. We're having all our students are in the stadium right now. I just spoke there a few minutes ago, and they're having a big rally, and there must be, 10,000 people out here right now, and it's exciting.
Look at
and
you.
Their first big event in Pitbull Stadium. So it's exciting for all the people, all the newcomers, and all the students who live on campus. So it's a big deal. So we're excited about it.
I'm excited for you guys this Saturday going to Bloomington, Indiana. Have you ever been there before? Have you ever coached?
It's kind of funny. I was there in eighth grade. You mean, why were you there in eighth grade? Well, my dad was the head coach at Vanderbilt, and that was his first game at Vanderbilt University. And the head coach for Indiana was Lee Corso. And, my dad played at the University of Miami, and I believe, if I'm correct, that Lee Corso went to Coral Gables High. Is that correct?
Right.
And
Miami Jackson. And so he went to Miami Jackson.
Miami Jackson. And my dad was a student teacher from Miami over at Miami Jackson and at Coral Gables and different schools when he was getting his teaching degree at Miami when he was playing football there. And so he knew Coach Corso. They knew each other real well. So that's the last time I was there at a game. And so I'll be back. It was a long time ago, but those are great memories for me, seeing my dad and Coach Corso talking and different things. And we'll be back there. And so I'm excited about being back and playing the game there. Our team will be really excited. So it's going to be a fun day.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach, I can't thank you enough. I know that your home games are going to be really exciting this year. You know, just like you said, with just saying that you're going to Pitbull Stadium at FIU is going to be, I think, exciting in itself. I'm going to try to get to a game or so this year. I know usually it's kind of tough because of the schedule and the high schools, but certainly we're off and running. Last week we had a really good first week in high schools, a lot of really good teams, really good players. And I can't thank you enough for joining us. Best of luck this week. And certainly I know you guys work very hard for this opener.
Yeah, we'd love everybody to come out to September 7th when we play our home opener in Pitbull Stadium against Central Michigan, Saturday, September 7th against Central Michigan. So that'd be great.
Okay. All right, Coach, thanks so much.
Thanks, be safe.
Thank you much. Coach Mike McIntyre, head coach at FIU. They open things up on Saturday at Indiana. Kind of a tough task there, but nevertheless – you know, you grow and you grow and you grow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.